Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's PXY Mornings. Welcome back to the show. Moose and Breezy here, 73 for the high today. September is Suicide Prevention Month. We've been talking about this a little bit on the show, especially with it being September, and we ask and encourage you to put a hand out. Let someone know who may be going through it that, hey, you're there, you're willing to help. And we wanted to ask you that you join the conversation at 7 p.m. tonight with our company Odyssey's Mental Health Initiative. It's called I'm Listening.
Yeah. And it's important. We do it every year.
Every year. And we're continuing to spread mental health awareness with help from artists, actors, medical professionals, and others during our annual I'm Listening broadcast special. So if you or someone you know wants to join that conversation, it's going to be right here on 98PXY at 7 o'clock tonight in partnership with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
And it's brought to you by BetterHelp, which we love our friends at BetterHelp because they are offering so many tools and resources for people who need therapy, maybe can't afford therapy. Mm-hmm. So yes, I just wanted to take a moment because earlier last week, we spoke to a gentleman named Manny, and he shared his extremely powerful story of how he tried and attempted to take his own life. And thank goodness it didn't go that way. It's stories like those that are very important to share. They're hard to share on our show. They're hard to talk about, whether it's on the radio, with friends, so on and so forth. But it's really... it's stories like those that are extremely impactful because it really makes you think a little harder and it puts a lot into perspective. I think with I'm Listening being tonight and so many people being affected by not just mental health, but suicide and suicide prevention, whether you've dealt with suicidal ideations or you know someone who died by suicide, it is important to bring that to the forefront. And although I personally have never dealt with any type of suicidal ideation, I know people who've died by suicide. People who are very close to me, actually.
Same.
And that is a really... really hard pill to swallow, and you almost feel really guilty as the survivor on the other end of knowing, like, what could I have done to help, or how could I have been there for that person that would have changed this outcome? And you know, you have people around you who are directly impacted, whether it be a spouse or a child or something along those lines. And it's like, now this person's hurting. And I think really all you can do is be there for that person or that family or those people. You know, it wasn't until my late 20s, I'm 30 now, I was probably 28, 29. And I've been very open about this on the show, but I started getting this feeling inside of me that was really hard to shake, and it was something that really consumed my God, every waking moment of death and dying and when I'm going to die and how I'm going to die,
right,
and how much time I have left. And I would wake up every single day for about 6 months to 10 months straight. And I thought to myself, today is the day I'm going to die.
Constant and intrusive thoughts.
Constant. It overtook. And that was something that I really struggled with because I had never experienced something like that. From a young age, I would have questions and thoughts about death, but not to that extreme.
Mm-hmm.
I think it a lot had to do with my job and reporting on things that honestly are hard to talk about and hard to read and see every day. But another part of it was just getting older and living alone. And I went and I got help because I couldn't live like that anymore. It was something that was really debilitating to me. I went to my PCP and I told her, and she said, you know, you're at an age right now where this is a really transitional period.
Right.
You're leaving your 20s, you're entering your 30s, and this is where most people develop anxiety about getting older and about losing time. And you see people around you passing, and whether it be expected and unexpected, all the different realms of people leaving this universe. And she's like, this is really something that you can fix with counseling, you can fix with medication. And for a very long time, I was very anti-medication. I was like, I don't need that. I don't want it to alter my brain chemistry. I talk for a living. I make jokes for a living. I'm witty. I can't be on medicine that is going to take that away from me or mm-hmm. hinder that. And ultimately, I decided to go on an antidepressant. I'm on Wellbutrin. I've been on it for about a year now. And I will admit, I wish I did it sooner. It changed a lot of things for me. I no longer have those intrusive thoughts. And if I do, it's because I'm not taking it regularly, or I missed a day, or whatever it is. But it really changed my life. And I know there's so many people out there that are just like me, or I'm just like you, where, oh, I don't need that. I don't think I can handle that. I don't want it to change my life. It improved my life immensely. And I never really knew my mental health struggles and how prominent they were until I reached out and got help. And until I was on a prescription medication that really altered my brain chemistry and just regulated it. There's nothing wrong with reaching out. There's nothing wrong with being on medication. And I pride myself on being 100% transparent with all of you, because I really do feel like we have a very strong relationship, and I feel like I can trust you and you can trust me, both of us. So with that being said, I know it's a lot and I know it's hard to talk about. I know we're a very fun, lighthearted show, but without these conversations, I would be doing this entire city a disservice. Anyone who listens to the show, to make it seem like I have it all figured out, you have it all figured out,
mm-hmm.
because we're just like you, honestly. Whether you're on medication, whether you're in counseling, therapy, whether you see a psychiatrist, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
You know, it's funny too, because you made it a point where we talked about death on this show so much because of the thoughts you were having.
Right, right.
And then, coincidentally, last December, last January, right before I was about to hit 40, mm-hmm. I started having similar thoughts.
Yeah.
And the one thing, you know, I told you all the time, I would constantly go to bed at night, like, what if my heart stops right now?
Yeah.
That's it. It's over for me.
Yeah.
Game over. And I'm thinking to myself, and I start laughing, because that's how I deal with anxiety. I'm like, what, why though? And it was finally brought to my attention, just like you, hey, you are about to enter a new decade.
Yeah.
You are getting rid of the 30s. That is an old chapter. And this is going to bring up a lot of anxiety for you. And it made complete sense. I was entering a new period of my life that was so unfamiliar for me, but also scary.
Right.
I'm like, 40? I was just 21.
Right.
And it was really hard for me to digest that because I was in such denial. But listen, we all have intrusive thoughts. We're all facing a battle others know nothing about. And you, if you ever want to hit up Breezy and I, I've said it once, I'll say it again. You can reach out to us on our socials at Hi Moose or Breezy on Air, along with calling or texting 988 to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. People are always standing by because you are heard, you know, and like they say, it's okay to not be okay. But 988, you can call or text. Somebody is always standing by to talk to you.
Yeah, and I really do hope you tune in tonight. I really hope you take a moment at 7 p.m. right here on our station. You don't have to go looking for it. I'm listening initiative tonight, the broadcast special. We do it once a year. It's all in partnership with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Mental Health Awareness, and again, partnering with BetterHelp. But Carson Daly will be on there.
Yep.
Country host Katie Neal and a ton of other very notable celebrities that are going to talk about their own mental health struggles. So we all kind of can stop being so taboo about this topic and just talk about it openly.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't feel crazy. I don't feel crazy. Sally down the street doesn't feel crazy because you shouldn't. You just shouldn't.
Yeah. And thanks for opening up, Breezy. We always appreciate that.
100%.
I'm listening tonight on 98PXY at 7 o'clock p.m. And we thank you guys for listening. It's Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.